Welcome back to another edition of the OHIO podcast. It is our Sunday evening weekend roundtable discussion. I am Buckeye Boggs, and I am wearing my We Want Angry Ryan Day t-shirt. I still want to know where Lou Holtz is at. I still want to know where he's at, Chris.
Do you know somewhere under the rainbow.
Do you know where he's at lately? He's been running podcasts. The Lou Holtz podcast. He had Urban Meyer on his show a couple weeks ago.
Did Urban straighten him out?
I haven't watched it yet. I'm sure it's going to be something we will have to discuss eventually. But that being said, Chris, you are the wild man, and you who are in the chat. We're looking forward to having a great time with you tonight. I am feeling 100 times better, big guy. 100 times better after getting that little gremlin, that little troll out of me, those little kidney stones. So we're feeling good, and we've got quite the topics we need to talk about tonight, Chris. Little Gene Smith for you. We got maybe even a little recruiting we need to talk about. It's going to be a fun night. You ready?
Oh, sure. Why not?
I know
Gene
this guy.
Smith is always so much to talk.
So much fun to talk about.
Yeah.
This guy's always ready for a good time. That's Matthew Butcher. Evening, fellas. Hope all is well. Good evening to you, Matthew Butcher. It's good to have you in the chat with us tonight. Things are going good. Happy Monday morning to you, my friend, over there in Australia. Ryan Wickerham's in a chat tonight with us as well. What's up, guys? You should interview the players at the camp in a few weeks. That's the plan. That is
yeah,
the plan.
That'd be great.
Jeremiah Yoder. Hello there, guys. Hopefully the gallstone situation has been resolved. Let's go, Buckeyes. Yep, kidney stones they're out, and I've been pain-free since about, well, I shouldn't say pain-free. I feel like I got kicked by a donkey in the side, but other than that, I'm not in an immense amount of pain. I'm just sore. How about that? Bobby McCormick IV, what up, gents and Chris? Good to have you with us tonight, Bobby. All right, so this T-shirt, this We Want Angry Ryan Day T-shirt, you can get yourself one. Billy Bob had one on one of his videos. He had, I think it was Friday. I saw that. He was sporting this T-shirt, looking good in that. You can get one, too. Head on over to our website, theohiopodcast.com. Click the merch button. That'll take you right to our campus sideline store where you can order this as well as some other stuff. Yeah, by the way, speaking of Billy Bob, I was just talking about you. I hope I'm not too late. Billy Bob, see what we got on? We got matching shirts, my friend. Thank you for wearing yours the other night on your video. Appreciate that. Head on over to the OhioPodcast.com website. Click on the merch button. Right beside the merch button, there's a store button. Click on the store button. That beautiful display you see behind Chris. All kinds of good stuff. Ohio State.
Woo!
Oh, the fleece or the silk touch robe. Those beautiful OHIO podcast tumblers that are behind his head. I see some memorabilia, maybe some autographs of Ryan Day.
Yeah, possibly. Ryan Day. Got some TP back there. A little further up, we got Chris Olave. So, yeah.
There you go.
Travion, a few others.
Head on over to the store, see what Chris has got good for you. And there you go. See what maybe you want to purchase for a gift or for yourself even. Chris has kept my addiction of Ohio State memorabilia alive and well. We are the official podcast of Fansided and Scarlet and Game. Head over to scarletgame.com. Click on the podcast button. There you'll be able to hear our audio versions of the podcast, as well as reading other great articles about Ohio State. We are also the official Ohio State podcast of The College Huddle, which you see a nice little logo of right there below Chris. The College Huddle has 73 podcasts, as well as national and conference-specific podcasts that we participate in. And so head on over to thecollegehuddle.com and check out those great podcasts and read some great articles. You might even enjoy listening to a Purdue podcast, maybe, you know, like from this guy.
If nothing else, they're a lot of fun to make fun of.
They are good dudes. And they just hit that.
They are actually really good guys. Yeah,
they just hit 1,000 subscribers on the old X. So
and they do a great job, too. They really do.
They do. a lot of fun. Love my man Dylan. All right, I think all the pleasantries are done. Let me do this here real fast, Chris. We have some quick thank yous. We had a huge night Thursday night. I don't know if it was because you all were feeling sorry for me because I was doing this show in pain. Maybe it was because Chris was doing such a great job flying solo while I was just kind of sitting back and producing the show. Either way, we had our single greatest night of members. We took in four brand new members that night. ZZM, Sean Rawlings, Chris Washington, Donald and Karen Rosbach, all joined up as official members Thursday night. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the 14 who joined before them. And here they all are. These are our official members, which means they received a, and I don't have it beside me right now, an official member's t-shirt. You get that after you've been a member for 1 month. I get your address from you, your t-shirt size. We send you that free t-shirt. You get free shipping from the store, which is, again, displayed so nicely behind Chris there. So you can get some free shipping on that. You get some behind-the-scenes stuff with some members-only videos that, quite frankly, Chris, I think are kind of like thought-provoking. You know? DK, Dylan Kuhn says, Eric, take my money for those thermals. Is he talking about, are you talking about our Tumblr? Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about like the, I'm not sure what thermos means. Thermos? I think he's talking about Tumblr. Well, good news, Dylan. Just going to go over to theohiopodcast.com, click on the store, and order yourself one. There you go. And Chris will get that out in the mail to you. All right. So, again, thank you so much to all of our members. And if you like to become a member of The Ohio Podcast, it's not too hard. Head on over to our YouTube channel on the right-hand side where you'll see members, and it's got all these the pictures of all these great folks. You'll see a join button. Click on the join button. It's $3.99 a month. That's it. Less than a coffee from Starbucks.
That's right.
As I've been told. So, all right, Chris, let's dive into the show tonight. We've got some interactive stuff. Let's talk a little bit about this is the last month for Gene Smith. He's leaving this month. So we're going to have a Gene Smith celebration tonight, which means things are about to get interesting here on the OHIO podcast. Bobby Mack just became a member. That's number 19. Bobby, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Your name will be up on there, and we'll get your information from you, Bobby, in about a week or a month or so. And we'll be sure and get you your t-shirt as well. Chris, Gene Yes. Smith has had a roller coaster of a career. He's done some really good things, and I will be the first person to admit that. He's also done some pretty crappy things to us fans. And you be sure we're going to talk about that as well. So tonight is the night where we kind of take the good and the bad. We throw it in a tumbler. Yeah. And we kind of just discuss it, dissect it, grade it. Because I think now is the time when looking back over the last decade plus, gosh, two decades almost,
yeah,
of him being at Ohio State, where we can say, we can ask the question, was it a good ride or not? And you know, you guys know, Chris and I, we're going to be brutally honest about it. Brutally honest. And we're also going to be fair. And so that being said, Chris, I want to ask the first question tonight and to you in the chat tonight. Did Gene Smith, depending on your expectations and depending on how you view success for an athletic director, did Gene Smith fall short, meet, or exceed your expectations as athletic director of The Ohio State University, Chris?
Man, there's so many ways you could take this, Eric.
And we're going to take it all those ways tonight.
I almost think you have to look. There were some areas where, like you said, he was exceptional. You know, you look at the fact that this is a guy who, if you count all of our sports combined, has 24 national titles to his credit in teams and another 104 individual national titles.
Wow.
Over all of the teams since his tenure began. You look at the fact that he has raised $130 million to construct new buildings and complexes for the athletic department. And I'm going to bet the number is even higher than that by this point. So in that traditional sense, I think he's done a decent job if you look at just the numbers. However, to me, I think he's failed in some ways as well. He did not meet my expectations with his support of the main athletic programs. And when I say the main athletic programs, meaning no disrespect to those I'm leaving off, but I feel like we've left championships and recruits and we've left other things. And not all him, but as the guy who heads up the programs, we've left championships on the table. Specifically, you look back at Urban's first year. I think that some of the coaching choices have been questionable. I was disappointed that he did not actually interview Luke Fickell, and I think that that led to a falling out of sorts with Fick in the athletic department at Ohio State when Ryan Day took over. So I think that you have to really look at it. If you're talking about in the most traditional sense of what most people would say, I would say he's probably met expectations. For me, I think that he's actually let me down a little bit. I'm going to say he did not meet my personal expectations.
Okay, interesting. All right. The chat, Scott Young, he said he completely short, so did not meet Scott Young's expectations. Billy Bob, I would say overall, he at least met Billy Bob's expectations. So one against, 1-4. You said against, Chris. You personally, and we just we're getting some of the Scoop family here joining us now, so we'll kind of recap here for everybody as they come in a little bit. But we're talking about Gene Smith, since this is his going away party, if you will. Did he fall short, or did he exceed your expectations as athletic director of the Ohio State University? For me, he completely fell short. I'm not going to lie. Although he gets credited for bringing Urban Meyer in, I think he also gets credit for mishandling the Urban Meyer, Zach Smith situation.
Yes.
I think he gets credit for definitely mishandling the Tressel and then Luke Fickell situations.
Yes.
I think when you look at basketball, he's completely
failed,
puked all over himself there, had one of the best coaches in all of college basketball, who had one of the best freshman classes in the last 25 years, got all the way to a national championship game, lost to Florida, a powerhouse Florida team, and was never able to get back to those standards, but just didn't get to that level again. His whole thing with when he fired, the recent firing of the basketball program was arguing about attendance.
Well, and let's not forget the way that he treated, was it Hellwagon that he snapped Steve Hellwagon. At? Completely unprofessional. And that's not the only time he's done that recently where he's been snappy with the press. You know, I really believe that, you know, he fell short of our expectations as fans, Eric. And more importantly, I think he's feeling that. And in this last, you know, month and a half, 2 months of the tenure, he's kind of made an embarrassment of himself at times.
A lot of excuse making.
Yes.
He's used the whole, we have 38 varsity sports as an excuse a lot in the last couple years for things. He likes to toot his own horn about being somewhat progressive with the whole NIL and student athlete support. And he really patted himself on the back when it came to mental health. I'm sorry, Gene, that had more to do.
That with was Ryan a Ryan Day thing. You. Yeah.
To you kind of, you know, maybe, you know, you were working in step with Ryan Day on that, but let's be honest. Ryan Day is the face and voice of that, not you.
Yes.
And then, you know, you look at what he's been doing on the national media with kind of trying to gain the admiration from Buckeye Nation on his way out with saying that there should be an asterisk on that national championship for the team up north. Like, no kidding, Gene.
Where was that screaming and yelling at all season long?
Exactly. And you know, people don't know what goes on behind the scenes. And if you make a big stink
right.
about
we
it,
don't
we
know.
Would. We would
That's
know.
Right. That's
we
right.
We would know. Donald and Karen, don't go away, Mad Gene. Just go away. So are we being a little unfair here? I don't know. Let's go to the next one here, because this is where I think tonight's discussion is going to get super interesting. Gene was on the Morning Juice. I think it was Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, yeah.
With Bobby Carpenter. And Bobby, by the way, asked him some great questions.
Yeah, he did.
Thank
it
you, Bobby.
It was actually Wednesday morning because it was my last day of school.
Okay. So this is Gene's kind of somewhat haphazard apology about what happened in 2011. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, 2011 with the NCAA case that we had, we could have done some things differently. And as an institution, not just me, but a collective decision-making process, we could have done some things differently. I think about often. And then obviously with Urban and Zach Smith, I could have done some things differently around that. I don't necessarily agree with the suspension outcome and how it was handled, but at the end of the day, Urban and I could have done something differently.
Notice who he didn't mention at all.
Didn't mention Tress at all.
Didn't mention Jim Tressel at all.
You know, and that was, it almost seems like a half-hearted apology, so to speak.
It feels disingenuous, doesn't it?
Exactly. Because even when he says, I could have handled it differently, he says, myself and the university could have handled things differently. Myself and Urban could have handled things differently. There's never just, I could have done something differently. You know, I teach little kids, Eric. And one of the first things we try to teach them is own up to what you did. This guy has never once owned up to what he did. Let's call it what it is. He screwed Tress. Do we all agree with that? Tress fell on the sword to save this program, and Gene Smith let him. After that, he completely, like we say, he put in the self-imposed bowl ban, which cost Urban and this team a national title in Urban's first year.
The 2012 team should have been national champions.
Because we would have punked out Notre Dame that year.
And that, I think that's what he's saying. I think that, but if that's how you feel, say it.
Yes.
What's that?
I screwed up.
You know, that's all you have to say. What's that stupid song? Say what you mean to say. He says, he sings that line like 400 times in the song, and he never gets to say what he means to say. That is Gene Smith. Just say what you mean to say. Say it. He won't say it. We should have won 2012 national championship, but I put self-imposed, you know, and then look what they've done in Ann Arbor. They haven't self-imposed anything.
They self-imposed the middle finger on the NCAA. That's the only thing they've done.
And I'm telling you right now, I hope I'm wrong. You've never heard me say the hammer's going to fall on them, have you?
No, we've never heard
you say
that.
I know a lot of you in the chat believe it will. And trust me, I hope it does. I hope it does. But I have zero faith in the NCAA. Zero. That they can do anything. That they want to do anything. Even when they try to do things, they lose in court. Zero. So, Gene Smith, that was, in my opinion, that was terrible. Now, see, I got the chat fired up at me. Edwards, it will. I hope so, Ed. I really do, Ed. I want you to know, I'm hoping the hammer falls on them. But the NCAA is so toothless, man. So toothless. Larry, when Gene punted Urban, it was total BS. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. There is no reason at all Urban should have been suspended at all. There's been, and by the way, you guys know this. There's been zero proof, zero evidence brought before any court that Zach Smith ever laid his hands on his wife.
Yeah.
He's not been found guilty. Not one time.
No, no.
And yet he's vilified. He's been vilified, and Urban's taken the blame for that. And now Urban's done some stupid things, right? Kicked the kicker, got in trouble at his own bar with a younger girl. You know, you guys all know the stories, right? But that was one thing Urban didn't do wrong, and he got suspended for it. So,
you know, but it just goes back to how Gene Smith mishandles things. It's basically the same thing that he did to Tress, he did to Urban. For all intents and purposes, he allowed Urban to fall on the sword for the program, but Gene Smith never has taken accountability for his shortcomings when it comes to managing this program, when it comes to managing his 525 employees and his, you know, $1.5 billion football team. He takes zero accountability if something goes wrong. He'll pat himself on the back before he will any of the coaches. Something goes right. But if something goes wrong, it's not his fault. You are the coach. He's got it.
I don't want to get into the whole Luke Fickell thing.
That'll just set me over the edge, Eric. So,
but how he has treated Luke Fickell has been so disrespectful.
Absolutely.
So disrespectful. To never even give that guy a telephone call and an opportunity to even interview. Not saying that they wouldn't have gone with Ryan Day anyways.
They probably would have. He was Urban's choice.
But you told that guy, along with Urban Meyer, that he needed to go get experience, head coaching experience. He goes to Cincinnati. He gets that. Does a heck of a job, by the way.
First Power 5 or Group of 5 team to ever make the playoff.
And you don't even give him the opportunity to interview for the job. You just, no phone call, nothing. Didn't even take his phone call. All right, let's go to the next one. This one, to set this one up, this one, I think he has a point here. But this one is kind of him defending Ryan Day. Now, the question is, why did he feel the need to defend Ryan Day? That's the question. And that wasn't the question that Bobby Carpenter asked. Bobby basically brought up the you know, transitions of coaches.
Yes.
And Gene offered this segment that I've pulled out about basically what Ryan Day's had to endure as head coach at Ohio State.
You know, Ryan is just at another level. He's probably faced the most change in the system during his tenure when you add in COVID. And where we with NIL and where we're going now with ref share, you know, he's had to probably manage the most change. So, Jim and Urban, we're in a steady time frame, frankly, from a governance point of view, but Ryan's tenure has been a little bit more challenging.
I don't disagree.
He's not wrong.
Ryan Day is basically, for all intents and purposes, having to coach like an NFL coach at this point, given the different things with the NIL, given the revenue sharing, given the fact that we have an extended schedule now, given the fact that he went through COVID. All these things have made for a very challenging time for Ryan Day. Doesn't change the expectations. And I don't know why, with you, like you asked, I don't know why Gene Smith felt the need to have to defend him. Unless it's that he feels pressure that maybe Day was on the hot seat last year and we just didn't realize it. Maybe he's defending his actions. I don't know.
If he would have, let's play what if.
Mm-hmm.
So the two biggest positions within the state of Ohio, number one is head coach of Ohio State football.
Absolutely, no doubt.
And there's not even a close second, right?
No, okay. that's why that person is the highest paid state employee in the state.
I can make an argument that number two is the men's head basketball coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could see that argument.
If you want to at least agree with me for just a minute to follow my train of thought here.
Yeah.
If that's the case, the man in charge of hiring the two most important positions in the state of Ohio is the athletic director of Ohio State. That's Gene Smith.
Correct.
When he had to do this, fired Chris Holtmann.
Because he was god-awful.
That meant that Gene admitted, by giving this guy the extension I gave him, I made a big mistake.
Yes.
If he would have...
He couldn't do that twice.
Or if, and Ed brings up a good point, governor's pretty important. I would say governor's a close second to the men's head basketball coach, in my opinion. And we're not going to get into politics. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Anyways, Gene has already admitted on his way out, I made a mistake with the second most important position.
Yes.
If he would have had to, or feels like he, if he would have stayed another year, he might have to fire Ryan Day on his way out. That's Gene Smith admitting my last two most important decisions as athletic director of Ohio State have been failures. An athletic director is known for two things: hiring a head football coach and basketball coach, and building buildings.
He's pretty good at one.
He's pretty good at building buildings.
Here's the thing, Eric.
However, I think he's neglected Ohio Stadium, in my opinion.
I agree. But I would also say this. I would go back to saying, if he had to let Ryan Day go, it would have been his last five biggest decisions had been failures. One, the way he handled the trust situation. Two, the self-imposed ban. three, how the Urban thing went down, and Urban was his guy, so he has to take the blame for that if he fired him. Not he not only hired him, but he fired him. And then you have the two most recent with the two head coaches. You could arguably say his last five major decisions.
Technically didn't fire Urban Meyer.
Eric. He technically didn't fire Urban Meyer, but you know as well as I did.
President Drake. President Drake made Urban's life miserable. Let's just be honest with that. Billy Bob, did I just hear Gene mention Tress? Yeah, he called him Jim, but he said it in a condescending way that Jim had Urban easy
coach during the stable era.
It was a stable time.
All he did was bring this program back from the friggin' dead.
So, okay, Donald, did he really admit that? He never said that. I think he was pressured by the powers that be to hire Holtman. I do not think he really wanted to. I'm unsure about that. I was under the impression that Holtman wasn't his first choice, nor was Holtman his second. And so it kind of was like, I fired, the guy who, and he, at the time, it needed to happen. It needed to happen. But I think Holtman was basically like the third or fourth option, if I remember correctly.
Which, that just boggles my mind, because granted, there are programs as far as basketball programs that are more desirable than Ohio State. But at the same time, it's Ohio still State, Ohio State. That's right. If that wasn't his choice, there were options, I'm sure, on the table that would have been better options. Why didn't we get the deal done with one of the top two guys that was options?
All right, so let's move on to the next one here. When you think about Gene Smith, here's how I'm going to think about him. And this is going to lead into my fourth and final question. So get ready, chat, with your opinions here. Gene Smith has done a tremendous job in doing some amazing hirings with our Olympic sports.
Yes.
Women's hockey is on a roll right now. That was a great hire and has been a building machine. Track and field has been good. You look at tennis. Tennis has been a machine. Indoor tennis is amazing. Outdoor tennis is
the shooting teams.
Yes. I mean, okay.
Swimming.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
And right now, and if anybody argues that we don't have a good wrestling program because we haven't won the Big Ten championship in the last 3 or 4 years or however long it's been, Penn State right now is just becoming a dynasty like Iowa had way back.
Gotta say, so, they were the Iowa or the Minnesota when,
Yeah. Big Ten wrestling is incredibly Big Ten wrestling is more impressive than SEC in football.
It is.
Just when you look at how many Big Ten teams are ranked
in
the top 10.
Our worst team could probably beat the best team in most conferences.
Just about. So Gene has done an amazing job being the athletic director for the Olympic sports. And I will be the first one to admit that. So here's the tough question. Does he care too much about the Olympic sports as athletic director? And has that made things more difficult on the football side of things?
Obviously he does have a passion for those Olympic sports. Like I said, 24 team national titles under his reign, and only two of those came in football. No, only one of those came in football because he started after Tress's national title. Correct? So only one of those came in one of the big two sports. So he definitely has had an emphasis on there. Whether that is because he's been asked to stay away from football, I don't know. I wish he would. But yeah, I think obviously when you focus that much, and like you said, a perfect example is the fact he's running around building all these complexes, and look at the state of the shoe. We could have definitely put some more money into the shoe. I don't know how much of an impact it's had, but I'm going to say, yeah, it probably has had some impact on the football team overall. Maybe even more so on basketball.
Good to see you tonight, Carl. My best buddy Carl's on. He brings up, you know, the opportunity of missing Tress dotting the
I. That's huge.
With Youngstown. I don't know. I've tried to do some digging on that. I don't know how much influence Gene Smith actually has with who gets to dot the I.
The guy's in charge of the athletic department, Eric.
Exactly. He's not in charge of the music department.
You know what?
I'm sure he could go in and make a request, and they might listen to him, which he didn't make that request. I know he didn't make that request. But I don't think – it's not his decision who gets to do it. I do know that. He might have some influence.
I'm sure he has influence. I mean – you think about it, this guy's running a $300 million – or a program that's a $300 million budget every year. The guy has got some stroke in there. Make no mistake about it. Yeah, you know, obviously he doesn't run the music department. But for the love, we've had people who have done a lot less for this university – dotting that I. I just don't get it. I don't.
The perfect opportunity was last year and they missed it. That's
just another failure on Gene Smith's behalf.
That'll burn me up. So if Larry Daniels for the $5 holler, thank you, buddy. So if you've got one of the biggest budgets and you spending near the most, shouldn't you be one of the best? Yes.
In theory, but now let's look at how many times you'd switch it over to baseball. Look at the LA Dodgers. Look at the Yankees. Yeah, they've had runs, but you know what? You're spending all this money only to come up short, especially the Dodgers, more so than the Yankees.
It doesn't win you championships, but it gives you the opportunity to win championships.
Correct.
Mello, be safe driving, man. He's listening to us while he's driving. Thank you for checking in and listening to this tonight, buddy. Be safe out there. I would say quit texting and driving, but I've heard people tell you that before, so I'm not going to be that guy.
Maybe he's got talk to text, and you know,
there you go.
Maybe he's doing the old hands.
He's just talking to us, right? I love it. I can see Mello while he's driving. He's yelling into his phone. He's all mad at me, yelling into his phone. People driving by. What's that guy yelling into his phone for? Talking Buckeyes, man. They need to bring Orlando Pace into dot the I. Orlando Pace would not dot the I. Orlando Pace. He would be the whole I. It would be the largest I in the history of I dotting ever, is what that man would be. I have a picture of when I got to meet him. I am by no means a small human being, okay?
But compared to Orlando Pace, you are.
I looked like my name was Muggsy Bogues, not Eric Boggs, when I stood next to Orlando Pace, okay? Dude is absolutely ginormous. And I'll tell you another, when I stood next to Greg Oden,
yeah,
I didn't see the sun anymore. It was gone. The sun disappeared. When I stood next to Greg Oden, it was like the sun was like a total eclipse. It was gone.
But can I just tell you, he's an awful nice guy.
Oh, he's a
I had the opportunity to meet Greg Oden as well. Just a super nice guy. Huge, though. You're right.
Absolutely ginormous human being. Donald and Karen, thank you so much for the $20 holler. Donald and Karen, one of our official members. Thank you so much, my friends. I'm looking forward to seeing what Bjork does for our football program. Yes.
Absolutely.
I am too. This is a football guy, okay? This is a guy who wants to win, and this is a guy who has made some pretty questionable decisions because he wants to win so much. But give me a guy who's addicted to the W as athletic director over someone who's addicted to being politically correct.
Yeah, You know, I agree.
Did I just say that out loud?
I agree, and I love it. And let me tell you, I was absolutely, and you know, Gene Smith was still the athletic director at this time, but I cannot tell you, I am really excited that they gave DeVore that basketball coaching opportunity.
Yes.
I think it takes guts to give somebody that job, who's a job that has never had that type of job before, as far as the head coaching role, but who in his limited time as a interim coach did such a phenomenal job at turning around a team that someone who was so highly touted couldn't win with.
I think that hire was all Bjork.
I do too. And I'll tell you what, I think it has the opportunity, and man, I'm going to put a lot of pressure on DeVore when I say this. I think he has the opportunity to have a Trussell-type effect on our basketball team.
Ooh. Oh. Oh. Man.
If that happens, Eric, you and I might actually go back to enjoy talking basketball on a podcast again.
Chris, you son of a gun. I have never heard you whisper the sweetest words into my ear hole ever on this podcast than what you just spoke to me. That was downright titillating.
I think that there is that potential with this guy.
Gosh, what a fun conversation. We were supposed to have a guest with us tonight. He ran into some issues that prohibited him from being with us tonight. JR was unable to be with us tonight, so it's just Chris and I. I'm feeling much better. Thank you so much for all of you who prayed, and I was in your thoughts while I was passing kidney stones number 2, 3, and 4. So it was quite the journey, as you could say, last week. I'm feeling much better, getting ready to head back to work tomorrow and getting ready to head to the state of Indiana this week, I think, if all goes well. My boss and I will be heading to Indiana on a business trip. And if that's the case, there probably won't be a call-in show Thursday night. But no fear, we'll do it Friday night, okay? So we got you covered one way or the other. Tally OSU, welcome into the show tonight. Appreciate you being with us. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk recruiting. It's been a while, Chris, since we've talked about recruiting. We need to catch everybody up, so hang tight.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
The OHIO podcast is brought to you by Mastermind. Mastermind specializes in 360-degree, high-definition mobile video mapping, GIS integration, and traffic safety studies. Mastermind cares about traffic safety and keeping you safe on the roadway. Visit Mastermind at onlinemastermind.com. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Real quick again, we're so thankful for our members. You guys really are what drive us every single week to do what we do. It only costs $3.99 a month. Go over to our YouTube channel. You'll see it right there at the top. You'll see members. You'll see all the pictures of these amazing people who we have labeled here as our official members. And you can sign up to become an official member as well. And Bobby McCormick, thank you so much. He became member number 19. And so we're so thankful to have you as a part of our family as well. After you've been a member for a month, I'll be in contact with you to get your information so that you can get this lovely official OHIO podcast member t-shirt sent to you free of charge. Again, $3.99 a month. Also go to theohiopodcast.com. There you can see our merch store. Just click on merch. It takes you to our campus sideline store where you can get a We Want Angry Ryan Day t-shirt. We Want Angry Ryan Day. We have hats, which I was wearing earlier when we were recording. Nice hats. We have hoodies. So we've got the merch. Right next to the merch link is the store link. And Dylan purchased one of these. He said he ordered his, Chris.
Yep, I've already autographed it, Eric.
I saw him put that on there. Oh, gosh. Anyways, thank you, Sean. Yes, feeling much, much better. Thank you so much for that tonight. I'm glad that's behind us, hopefully. Lord willing. Knock on wood, right? All right, Chris, this was a huge weekend for Ohio State when it came to recruiting. They had 10 official visits this weekend, two of which were guys who were already been committed in the class, and four-star safety Deshaun Stewart and four-star linebacker Tarvis Alford. Don't call him Tony. They had eight other uncommitted official visits, including the number one wide receiver in the country, DeCorian Moore. They had two other four-star wide receivers in Vernell Brown III and Dalen McCutcheon. And they also had four-star running back from Ohio, my favorite, Bo Jackson, four-star edge rusher Justin Hill from Cincinnati area, four-star linebacker, I believe from Texas, Riley Pettyjohn, if I remember correctly. Three-star offensive lineman, and I think this one I'm excited to talk about, Henry Fanuku. And then three-star
offensive. You just like that name.
Nope, that's not why. I'll tell you why I like this guy. Three-star offensive lineman, Caden Strayhorn. Now, the buzz I am hearing about this weekend is that Ohio State, the coaches, knocked it out of the ballpark. A lot of buzz coming out from the Woody that we are going to get not one, not two, but several booms from this group of guys, including one that might happen sooner rather than later. And so I am extremely excited to talk about these guys and give you my feelings. Now, let's talk about the guy I love the most, Bo Jackson. And you know, Chris, I will be the first person to probably get in trouble because I will be creating a t-shirt.
Bo knows.
That Bo knows the OHIO podcast. That's going to be a t-shirt. Like, that's happening. Like, Nike, like, maybe I have to misspell the word nose or something. I don't know. In a K-N-O-W-Z, Bo knows. I don't know. Like, we need to come up with something. But if this guy was trending Georgia, Chris, and I got worried. I got worried. This evening, before we got on the air, about an hour before we started recording, so about 7 o'clock or so, Steve Wilfong, formerly of 247 Sports, now of On3, no longer has crystal balls. He has Fong bombs, apparently. Has changed. He's flipped. He says it's a shoe-in.
Yeah.
Bo's coming to Columbus. Apparently, it was everything he needed to see and hear. And, yeah, Donald and Karen's all over. I heard Bo is a slam dunk for Ohio State now. I am so excited tonight. I am giddy that we might be getting Bo Jackson. And listen, I know he's a great athlete. Yeah, Mello, you're absolutely right, Mello. Mello, he's all over it. I told you not to worry about Bo. Thank you, Mello. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I think he's got another visit lined up, but they were saying it was going to be between Georgia and Ohio State. And he was a Georgia lean, according to
Steve Wilfong.
Wilfong. And now he's not. So I'm looking forward to that one. And, yes, I did see that, Bobby Mack. Did you see Bo Jackson tweet that his little brother got an offer for the class of 2033? You know what? I bet you his little brother's better than the little Gronk, baby Gronk.
Leave little Gronk alone.
Baby Gronk, did you see he decommitted from Ohio State, committed to Michigan, decommitted from Michigan, committed to Colorado, decommitted from Colorado, committed to somebody else, and he's decommitted from them now already. That is such a sideshow. That is a circus. I'm sorry. So there we go. Bo knows he's a Buckeye. That's all I'm saying, right? Okay?
Yep.
Moving on here. Let's talk about DeCorian Moore. D Moore, number one wide receiver in the class.
I love this guy, by the way. I watched this footage. I love this guy.
I didn't think we had a very good chance of getting him.
I still think he's a Texas lean, isn't he?
Now I'm not so sure. Now I'm thinking we're in this thing. You know, when you get the number one wide receiver on campus alone
with Brian Hartline,
something happens.
It does.
Now, will we have to chase him to the end?
Yes.
Like Jeremiah Smith? Absolutely.
But you know what? We got Jeremiah Smith.
But we got him. And I think there's a very good chance that we might get this guy. This one's going to be a battle to the end, is my feeling on this one. But we're in it. We're in it. Where before it felt like we weren't in this one, we're in this one. Now, the wide receiver I want to talk about is Vernell Brown III. This guy was supposedly all Gator. He's a Florida kid. Mm-hmm. He's all Gator. He's going to Florida. Not so fast, my friends. I'm hearing Ohio State blew him away.
Yeah.
Blew his family away. They love the visit. They love Columbus. He was tweeting pictures. He was excited. The smile on that kid's face. He was soaking in what he was getting at Ohio State. I think we get this guy.
I think we do too. And I'll tell you, he actually, a few of the services are putting him at a 100% chance of committing to Ohio State at this point now.
Oh, it's that good, huh?
247's got him at 100% right now.
Okay.
So that's an exciting thing. I mean, now I'm not going to lie. I'm scared. He's a Florida guy. Florida guys scare me.
Yes, but he's not a typical Florida kid.
He's not.
This is not a kid who's going to be tooting his own horn. Like, he comes from a different kind of family. Okay. From what I've been able to tell. Skeeter, what's going on, buddy? Good to see you tonight, man. Chris with the clean shave. Eric, you feeling better? I am, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your prayers and thoughts, my friend. Hope things are going well with your little one as well. Bobby Mack, our wide receiver room is so fire. Our number nine wide receiver starts for any school in the country.
I agree.
That's
not far from the truth.
Yeah, that might be true. I don't know about Daylon McCutcheon. I haven't done any digging on him yet. It went good from what I heard, but we'll see. Now, Justin Hill, let's talk about Justin Hill. I wanted there to come away the same buzz for Justin Hill as I'm getting from Bo Jackson. And I'm just not getting that.
No.
Is it because he's hard to read? He's kind of a quieter guy. Is it because Kentucky legitimately is in this thing for him? He comes to Ohio State. He's gonna be a jack, Chris.
Yeah.
How much have we played the jack?
Very little. Not nearly. Yeah.
So the word was that both Laurinaitis, Jim Knowles, and Larry Johnson all met with him, sat down with him and his family, and laid out for him their plan for him to succeed at Ohio State.
That's a power group right there.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I think it comes down to what does he want more? Does he want, like, I want to get on the field right now? Or am I willing to come in and maybe redshirt my freshman year and maybe play special teams my redshirt freshman year and then my third year get on the field? If he's willing to follow
to
that
develop,
plan, then I think he becomes a Buckeye. If he's like, no, I want to play right away, he's good. He's good enough to do it. I just don't know that that's going to be open for him at Ohio State.
And like you said, Kentucky's in this mix legitimately, and he's also Had interest from Alabama, Oregon, and USC. None of which, I'm sorry, Oregon only has one commit on the edge for that season. The other two don't have any yet. So
get on the field
there's,
and play.
There's a chance that if he goes to one of these, now I don't see Bama being him being a first-year starter, but who knows with Oregon or USC or Kentucky, there's a chance that he could be at least getting playing time, if not starting.
He starts day one if he goes to Kentucky.
Yeah. And I don't know what he does with USC because their defense is just not good.
good point. Touche. Anyways, this one worries me. I'm getting the home state kid who got away vibes here.
Yeah.
But I hope I'm wrong. I hope this was a great visit, like they're saying. And I tell you, keep an eye on if he comes back.
If he comes back, let's let him meet with Jack Sawyer this time. Let Jack walk him through what it's like.
If he comes back, I think we get him.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Henry Fanuku.
Your man.
My man. Three-star lineman. Now, you know what I'm about to say, Chris. Anytime we talk about three-star linemen from outside of the state of Ohio, I almost 100% of the time mm-hmm. will tell you, take an Ohio kid over him. But this one, I'm not so sure. Did you know Henry Fanuku plays soccer?
Oh, that's going to mean he's very athletic and got good feet.
An offensive lineman who plays, and I'm not talking goalie, okay?
That's an athlete right there.
This is someone who can develop.
And the other thing is, you know, let's be legit. He's from Texas. Football is a way of life in Texas. It's not a game. It's a way of life. You know, and I'm telling you, Texas develops some pretty good ball players. If we could land this kid, I think he would definitely be one worth bringing in. Like you said, developing for a year, year and a half, 2 years. I think he's got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And I love the athleticism.
Yeah, I do as well. Caden Strayhorn, boom watch. Be on boom watch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting there. So this was a big weekend. I feel if you were going to hold a gun to my head and say out of the eight kids who weren't committed, how many of them? Yeah, no kidding, Buckeye Chuck.
Yeah.
That's some good stamina. If you've ever played soccer before, okay, like that's legit. Like you have to have amazing and good footwork. And for an offensive lineman, what's more important than good footwork, right? I mean, like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if you're going to hold a gun to my head and say, how many of these out of these eight do you think we get booms on? I'm going to say four. I'm going to set the over under at four, and I think we hit it.
I'm feeling good, Eric. I'm feeling real good about the guys we've had brought in. I'm going to say five.
Oh, okay. Who do we not get then? Are you
going
to tell me Justin Hill?
I'm thinking Justin Hill is one.
Okay. Probably one of the wide receivers.
One of the wide receivers. Whichever one. We'll get whichever one commits first.
What about Riley Pettyjohn?
I'm going to say no right now.
Oh, man. He seemed to be really, like, I felt like he was kind of like a probably not, but then, boom, he's, like, loving it. And, again, it's easy to come away from these things.
And then the other thing is they're going to come away and they're going to say what puts them in the best light in case they decide to come.
Ooh, I like Devin. Devin is in the know here, too. He says Hill, Jackson, Brown, Fanuku, and more.
I'm not mad at that.
If we get all five of them, that is a home run. That is a grand slam. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Let me check real fast because I think I want to double check. I wrote this down. And I want to make sure that I give you the correct information. Just give me one more second here. I want to make sure that I have it here. Yeah, I think Caden Strayhorn is a shoe-in. So if we were to land those five, Devin, then that means we get six.
So Devin, you know, Devin's in the know here. He's got mom's word going for it.
Yeah, as Woody Hayes would say, you recruit mom.
That's right.
You recruit mom is what you do there. I do. I hope you're right, Devin, on that. I think if we land two out of those three wide receivers, don't look for them to pursue French anymore.
No, and that's on him because he's had the opportunity. You know, he has had the opportunity.
Next to Jaden Boggs, he's probably the most diva-like receiver I see on Twitter. By the way, I was so high on Jaden Boggs when he committed because I love the name. I mean, come on, I share his last name. Like, I was like, yes, this is going to be the greatest of all time. And he has, like, he wears my number and everything. Like, I already had the jersey made, man. And he decommits. And that guy he loves to just be wined and dined is what that guy is. So,
you know, Bobby McCormick brought up one. An interesting question there, Eric, and I want to get your thought on that. What do you think the over under is on David Sanders?
It's gonna come. Well, he was at Clemson this weekend. He grew up a Clemson fan. Before I make any assumptions, I want to see how if he comes away from his weekend visit with Clemson, and he's like, I can't help it. This is who I grew up loving. You can't fault the kid,
right? No, and he is showing as a lean to Clemson right now. But at the same time,
I feel good about him because he was one of those guys who I felt like we had zero chance, and then all of a sudden we were in it. And now we're in it to win it. And here's the thing. If this comes down to NIL, no one's going to beat us for him.
No.
We know sure as heck Dabo ain't going to beat us for him when it comes to the NIL. So if this comes down to NIL, I think we got him. If this comes down to his love of where he grew up and who
then
he
I can
to
respect
for,
that completely.
He's going Clemson.
And again, so, I can respect that.
Yeah, Devin agrees with us on French. He says, I think he lost his place and chance. Yeah. Speaking of wine. Larry Daniels, you're the man. The Aldi wine is excellent. Very low prices. I'm not a wine connoisseur by any stretch. I see, like, I picture Larry,
is that the wine that, like, comes in the box with a little tap on the side?
No, I see Larry's typing this out one-handed while he's doing this with a wine glass. While he's typing out this, I'm not a wine connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination. But Aldi wine is fantastic. Oh, that's the best one of the night right there, man. That's great, Larry. Devin says Sanders' mom and Jones' mom are close. It's about the moms, fellas. Sanders is in. Ooh, that's juicy.
Devin, I hope you're right, man. I hope you are right.
And when he says Johnson, he's talk about Paris Johnson's mom.
Yeah.
Who was on campus when they visited. So there was a little bit of a mom and mom conversations happening. Yeah. Maybe they had this conversation over a nice bottle of Aldi wine. You think that took place? Oh, Larry, I'm on a budget, brother. Hey, man, my wife loves Aldi. I'll tell you what, you know what I did this week, Chris, and as we What's get that? Ready to finish this show? You know, my son's living with us this summer, and he likes Wheat Thins. Mm-hmm. good crackers, right? They're really good.
I'm a Triscuit guy, but okay.
Are you? Okay, you're like Sarah. Sarah likes Triscuits.
I like the rosemary and olive oil Triscuit. That's my thing.
We had a box and it was gone. Like gone. And I was like, where'd the box go? And he ate them all. I was like, oh. So I went on Amazon and bought a case of six for $17. That's it. You go to Kroger's and buy six boxes.
About 25 bucks.
Or more. Okay. So then I'm like, man, look at all these Amazon brands for like half the price. I'm here to tell you the Amazon chocolate chip cookies, just as good as like what you get from the store. Absolutely. Just as good as Keebler or Nabisco. Is it Nabisco?
Well, they're both there.
Okay. Just as good. Cheez-Its, maybe 1 point less than a regular Cheez-It.
I'll tell you, Eric, you lost me on that because you know.
No, try it.
I can't.
Okay. Touche.
So for me, it's all about the Quest product, the protein product. They've got their little crackers and they've got their little cookies and all this stuff. And I'll tell you, it cost me a small fortune, but let me tell you, they're pretty good for what they are, which is very, very low to no sugar products with high protein and low carbs.
Look at Amazon's protein granola bar.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Got to watch that sugar, though. I have to see how much is in it.
I know, but just I'm telling you, for a protein bar, it's got dark chocolate on it, but it's pretty good.
love me some Publix, by the way. I am a Kroger guy. I spent 7 years working for Kroger when I was a kid. But let me tell you, I do like me some Publix when I go down south.
Oh, my gosh. Are we really talking about Mad Dog?
Wow, I just had a flashback there. Let's bust out the Mad Dog and the Pabst Blue Ribbon. Some Natty Light.
Great country song that's got Pabst Blue Ribbon in it. Jeremiah Yoder, Nacho Cheese Doritos. Dude, Doritos right now, the price of Doritos. You almost have to have an NIL contract just to buy Doritos.
Now, let me tell you, I was actually at, doing all this shopping for the Girl Scout camp that my wife's got this week. And let me tell you, we found Doritos out at Meijer's. And they were, I think, 2 for $6. So $3 a bag for the family size bag. Not too bad.
No, that's a good price because they're like up to like $5.90 something for a regular bag at Kroger's is what they were. Unbelievable. All right, we need to get back to football. Sorry, Devin's shooting a straight. Fellas, offensive line dream class, defensive line dream class 2025. Whew. Well, I tell you this much. If they can get Saunders in this class,
it's a dream class right there.
It's dream class already. Just add the pieces and you're good to go, man. That's how I feel about this offensive line class. Defensive line class, we'll have to do some digging.
That's one that I'd have to sit and break down.
I have it. We're just now diving into recruiting a little bit more. So I got away from it, Devin. Following recruiting is close because Aaron's our recruiting guy. He's the one that is just he's a sycophant when it comes to studying film.
He literally
for fun watches film. Not because he needs to or he has to or he's like, hey, this guy's gonna be a Buckeye. He'll watch film of 3-star guys who are going to G5 schools for fun. That's what he does.
So, he's a coach. That's what he does.
Yeah, he's a coach. Sarah says they are also officially gone. Z just finished them. Probably the Cheez-Its, I bet is what she's talking about. Anyways, this has been a fun video to make for you guys tonight. I feel so much better. Again, thank you, everybody, so much for your thoughts and your prayers, getting us back. Again, programming note. We usually go live Thursday nights. The plan is to still go live Thursday night if I don't go to Indiana. If I end up going to Indiana, I will let you all know as soon as I can that the show will be Friday night instead. So either Thursday night or Friday night based off of my schedule for this week. Chris, have fun at Girl Scout Camp this week.
I gotta teach 20 little girls how to fish, hike, and use pocket knives. That is my job.
I'm pretty sure there was a 2020 episode that started off that exact way.
So I've got that this week, and then of course I start my summer job this week on top of everything else. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you back at here in Delaware for your summer job?
I am not. I'm going to be working here in Marion this year, but
same company, but in Marion.
Same company, but let me tell you, Eric, it's nuts because I chose a spot in Marion so that I could be closer to home, and I'm driving more this year, transporting kids than I did last year.
Jeez, my goodness, man!
But the mileage checks will be great.
Devin with a $10 holler. He says, "OH, Chris."
I-O.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for that, Devin. Appreciate that on the way out. We'll be back either Thursday or Friday night. Hey, by the way, tomorrow night, Chris and I have our top 10 running backs in the Big Ten video drop. It is not the same list that we all broke down last Saturday or Sunday. It is our official start to our 2024 previews, starting with the running backs, and we'll go to a different position for next week, etc., and we'll continue on until the season, as well as our team preview. So be on the lookout for that. That it will drop tomorrow. So enjoy that video, guys. A lot of time and effort went into that one. I'm sure you're all going to love it. We'll be back Thursday or Friday night with our next call-in live. Until next time, be kind to one another. I owe someone's OH in Carmen, Ohio, with all your heart. Chris, you know what to do. OH!
Oh!
Go Bucks!
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.